Hello, hello, hello. I am Dr. Andrea Greiner.
And I'm Katie Corbin.
Welcome to the Dreams to Dollars podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs and professionals who are on their way to actualizing their dreams into reality.
Join us in this lighthearted and unique podcast where we talk about business, success, life, and building a deeper trust in God and the universe.
We are here to elevate the conversation and bring the magic to build your legacy.
We're excited for you to be here. Can't wait to dive in.
Hey, 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 hello. Welcome, 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 welcome. Today's awesome topic is going to be breaking through visibility blocks. And before we dive in, I just want to reach out to everyone and say thank you for all of your reviews and just wherever you're tuning in from, whether you're doing the dishes, you're driving with kiddos, you're in your business and you're just taking a little break. I hope you're sitting down and having tea with us and you're laughing with us and you're saying, nodding your head along with us. And that's the energy that we really want to invite into your life. This place of being an entrepreneur, of having big dreams and never, ever being alone in those dreams. So welcome everyone. Thank you for being here with us. And if you haven't left a review, please do. We're reading those. We're loving them. We're appreciating them. So thank you. Diving into this, I would say every single client I have had has some form of visibility block. I mean, we could say beliefs, we could say whatever word, but visibility is something that, wouldn't you agree, Katie? Like, it's a big topic.
And visibility, right, is how you're okay being seen in the world.
Yeah.
So at the base of visibility, whether you're writing or putting out an offer or creating social media stuff or actually being on camera or having your voice be heard, like on this podcast, what is the number one fear in the world, right? Is actually public speaking is the greatest fear, even over death. Maybe that's not always true, but you know,
it's a lot of the time.
It's one of the top fears that people have, which is so interesting because that's about visibility. You're afraid what people are going to think of you, and maybe you'll be embarrassed or you'll say something weird or, you know, somebody's not going to like you or, you know, whatever people have the fear of. And this could be present and past fears, but visibility and being visible in your business tends to be especially if you tend to be the person that's running the business and your personal brand is at the forefront. Visibility is kind of something you might have to get really comfortable with. And it is funny because I've seen people where they get uncomfortable around the visibility, like they'll start to say things and then they'll disappear, right? Or they'll put out something that feels kind of uncomfortable and then like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can continue to do that, right?
Or like only one person liked it. And then that's like, now I'm going to go hide, right? It's like, I put it, like they got all the courage up to do it. And then they're like, and Katie and I, we're very good at this. We have had, you know, at this point, hundreds of clients and we're like, oh, where'd they go? And we can say, hey, do you need some help with that? Right? Like, oh, we noticed you put that out there. And then it was like crickets for 5 days after, like what's coming up in your world, right? So keep going. But I think it's fascinating because it does really happen pretty much at every level. And I think about even, remember like phones and you'd leave a voice message for me. I'd like, I'd leave a voice message for my parents and I'd get home and I'm like, oh, it was a message. And it's like me. And I'm like, you know, like I sound so weird or like all the judgments, like that was, I was like, who knows, 7 or 8, right? It's like, there's so many different layers. I used to be a ski racer. I used to hate watching the videos again because I was like skinny and awkward and I wasn't very fast. I didn't look how I felt. I felt really fast and like strong. And then I watched it. I was like the skinny little girl, like going through between the things. I was like, that's not how I felt. I felt like awesome. I hated that. Like, and now even just to share stories of like, you know, our own personal stories, because here we are, we have a podcast, our voice eventually will be in thousands of homes, you know, our video, you know, that it's here we are. And I'll even share, we work with, I would say we both, probably every single one of our clients have had this and they're at different stages, right? So some are okay with voice, some are okay with selfies, some are not okay with video or audio and video, or, and there's workarounds for all of that really. And I just remember in 2020, I channeled this energy healing forum so you could access all of your meridians. And so I made a certification program. And I just remember, I mean, I'm like recording it on my phone. I can't even remember why my phone, but it had better camera or something. And just like feeling really uncomfortable, but also just being like, I'm going to get through this, like sort of the voice, I'm going to get through this. And as I was recording, I would just imagine, I mean, like I was on the bedroom floor. So in 2020, I like created my business on the floor of my bedroom because everyone was home and there, like, there was no space for me. We didn't create an office yet. I'm like literally created a business and a certification program sitting on the floor of my bedroom with a decent background, right? And just being like, what the fuck? Because everyone in 2020 was
what am I doing?
What the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And also just, okay, well, this is just, I'm going to do this. And I wasn't ever really a person to be like, stop, start. It's like, sometimes if I'd be like, blah, 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 but then, and sometimes you have to do that. Like Katie's going to share her story, which I love when she shares it. So you're going to, I know you're going to share that in a second too. So we're in story time right now. So get your cup of tea and sit down with us. So I remember just being there and recording these certification videos. And I just, instead of looking at myself, I just imagined hundreds of people behind my phone. And I was like, this is not for me. This is for more people to have access to the possibility of energy, of accessing your meridians from anywhere. And that really helped me. And I was in less judgment of myself. I have another thing that's coming. I'll share in a little bit down the road, but that really helped me just create it and also not nitpick every single thing, right? So we can say, oh, I didn't say that right. Or, oh, let's go back. Or, oh, you know, but what I think what people are really looking for, especially now in 2024, is authenticity. They don't want a perfectly speech spoken, whatever. It's like, they want to know that you're a human and that you can contribute to them. And so those mistakes or like the imperfectness of, you know, your background or wherever you are, it's almost, to me, at least I know it's a relief. Like, oh, they're human too. We're all on a journey. Now, maybe in 5 years, Katie and I have this awesome studio and we fly to record all of our, like, who knows? But now I'm in Mexico and Katie's at her house and we're building this, right? So Katie, I want you to share how you started doing videos because I love it too. It's like so good. I love it too.
Yeah. I can't even remember when I first started videos, but it was long before even like reels were a thing or anything like that. So, and I recorded, I remember on Zoom, I used to record videos via Zoom and I used to actually like put a little post-it in front of like my face. So then I wouldn't see myself the entire time. Cause it is kind of weird to talk to yourself on camera the whole time. Like I'm talking to Katie, I'm looking at myself. Not that I don't like myself or the way I look or anything, but it's like you get into that methodology. Like you're actually feeling like you're talking to yourself. I thought it was interesting, but you know what I did? I just started getting over it. I was like, this is just what's required. Do it in the way that you can. If you're scared of video, then start with audio. If you're if you're scared of one thing, then get out there and do something else that makes you feel a little bit safe, but a little bit out of comfort zone. It doesn't mean that you all of a sudden have to listen to this video and never done a live before and jump on Facebook and do a Facebook live. The thing about this is too, that I noticed, and I want to see like every single person I have ever talked to and every person that's like authentic, nobody starts out with like this elaborate thing, right? Like most people start out on their damn phone talking to somebody, right? Like you utilize what you can. And why would you invest in a studio, a massive studio, if you didn't know anybody was going to listen to you? So it's like you learn as you go. And that's like the beauty of entrepreneurship. You can hire people to give you the best equipment and you can buy the best stuff and have the best things, blah, blah, blah. But the beauty of actually starting entrepreneurship from the ground up is fucking figuring it out as you go and being uncomfortable, like talking to yourself or nobody watched your live or, and you know how you get comfortable? You damn do it. Like you continue.
You do it. And you do it over and over and over and over and over. And I got to, okay. This is funny. This is funny. That's our storytelling time. So I did this one. It was same thing, 2021. I was doing this pelvic floor kind of live, sort of like mini launch. And I was in Zoom and it was in webinar style and it was whatever, streaming into Facebook. And I literally thought nobody was there. And I just was like, I kept talking and I kept doing it. And I like inside, I'm like shriveling a little bit, like nobody's here, you know, whatever that story was. But I didn't, like at that time, Zoom didn't really connect. So you couldn't see the comments coming from Facebook or, you know, like how StreamYard can do that too. And I just remember getting done and like I did it. It was like 45 minutes talking to myself, streaming into this group, just like kind of inside feeling a little pitiful for myself. And then I get done and I go into the group and there was like, you know, 50 comments. And I was like, oh my God, like what a goofball. Like
you thought nobody was there.
I was like, yeah, nobody was there. Nobody's watching you. And then that just was like, oh, keep showing up. Like the message I just got from that's like, keep showing up no matter what, like it's going to budge. And what happens if you don't show up, and this is why this is called dreams to dollars, is your dreams start to die and they shrivel and you decide to stop showing up or living in the energy of what you really want to create for your life. So this is, I mean, this is such a good topic because it's like, this is something every single person can have a story about. They have a story, you know, whether, and even super famous, like actors, like their first, you know, keynote speech or their, you know, like each person has a story about visibility. We all have this. And if we can even be a bit more loving and vulnerable with ourselves, then so much more can change. Because I know Katie said she put the sticky note there, but I have clients that are judging themselves or they're in not really self-love. And I know it's a little cliche, but when you can love the person that you see on the screen and you're like, yeah, girl, like you get it, Katie, you get it, Andrea, like I'll do this in the mirror. Sometimes I'm like, you get this, you know, when you can love that person you see that is you, then you're going to be able to overcome that fear, that insecurity, that voice that's like, well, no one came to that one Instagram live, so you probably shouldn't do it again. You know, it's like the ego that's coming in to protect you. And it's a whole journey of that. And I'm not talking about love from a place of narcissism and, you know, oh my God, I'm so, you know, but there is this, there's so much power and transformation when you just start to be like, I see you, I know this is scary and you got this. And I'm going to keep showing up no matter what, because it's the people that keep showing up no matter what, that really, you know, achieve their dreams or get closer to their dreams. Our dreams, I think, are always kind of changing as we change and grow. And so like, that's something I really have seen shift for people. And I'll even share this, like a client of mine recently, she didn't want to do like a video like this, just felt really insecure for her. I said, oh, well, what if you did a video of people in your space and you just did a voiceover? Like you start with the voiceover, right? And Katie and I, we've had other clients that didn't, they're like, I don't want to be on the video. And we're like, oh, but okay, well, what if you didn't have to be on the video? Like, what if you, you know, you're not going to be that Instagram follower that has all your kids and, you know, like whatever, that's okay. Or Instagram, you know, person, but what works for you is also a really good question to start asking. And so that you can incrementally, oh yeah, I could do a voiceover. I could have a nice video of somebody and I could be, it could be my voice, right? It can all happen in stages. And it's not like all of a sudden you're going to go to a TEDx talk and never have spoken ever on camera. Like that's typically not how it works, right? There's these incremental steps that will start to show up so you can feel more comfortable.
Yeah. And also on this note, I want to say, if you do struggle with this, find help to get around it. Like, don't just stop because you're like, well, you know, this is really nice, Katie and Andrea, because you can do this and you're talking about it, you know, like, it's just like hearing people's voice in my head. That's really nice that you guys can do it because you're this or that. And it's like, well, you could too, because it's not like I didn't have help when I got stuck. And I was like, you know, you kind of have to work through it. Like, oh, I feel really uncomfortable right now. You almost have to process that feeling. So if you're having struggle around visibility blocks and you actually know, right, like you're avoiding it, I always say, do what you're avoiding. You know, it sounds kind of weird, but if you go into the avoidance part of you, there's like gold there. And the truth is, as humans, we all avoid stuff. It feels uncomfortable. We would rather seek comfort and not know than go into spaces that we avoid and to look at ourselves in the eye and go like, you have blocks, you have visibility blocks. Why can't you show up on camera? What's going on with you? And why is that there? And well, I don't know. Maybe it's like in my childhood. Maybe it's because I felt embarrassed and humiliated at one point in my life and I never want to feel that way again. You're probably not going to have that experience again. And I'm just saying this in generalization. It's not like you can just bypass this stuff. But yeah. if you have that block, what will help you get through it? And that's the question. Is it just doing it? And you're like, well, I have that block and I actually can just do it. Or you're saying like, well, I do have that block and I have a lot of issues with invisibility.
I want to say this too, because this is every freaking level. This could be a millionaire that is totally comfortable talking to his firm and goes out to speak to a much larger audience, right? So this is not just social media. This is like, there are so many people on the planet that are at this in so many different stages, you know? So ask questions around it. And it's like, know that this is pretty much every person on the planet has this, whether they're talking on a video or in front of a TEDx or something greater, a million people, right?
Somebody might not have that block around talking. They're like, oh, I could talk all day to myself on camera, but they may get invited to speak in front of a million people. And then it comes up again. And you're like, oh my God, I've never done this before. What does this take? And the people that already spoke in front of millions of people, maybe they feel comfortable or maybe they sweat on stage every time they go. So
they're like, make sure I have a shirt afterwards because I have big sweat marks, like all the things, you know? And I want to say something that helps anyone at any level. I'm like geeking out on this again in my life because it is helping me so much, is EFT tapping. So emotional freedom technique. It can help you get over social anxiety or being on camera or finding the wounds, you know, like you could just be like, I feel like I'm super scared and I feel like nothing I say is right. You know, like you can make your own or you can, I follow this guy, Brad Yates, and his are just like, I don't make mine because his are so good. I'm like, go find this guy, Brad Yates. And it can be a social, you know, you can find one. That to me is like, it's so fast, right? So if you were like, I'm listening to this now and I have something tomorrow and what could I do? That's what I would do. I would do that. And we're not usually here to say, you know, to fix, but this is something the tapping can just help you shift so fast. It's like better than medication and it just is so fast and I love it. So sharing that with you guys.
And there's always other methodologies, right? We could something like energy work and also like hypnosis. And, you know, there's all these types of work. Nervous system regulation, on what level and what does that require? Is it supplementation? Is it, you know, is it something else? So that's the thing though. What the point of this is to say, like, if you have a block around this and if you feel like we always need to work on this, I think so.
Yeah.
At every level where you're going to start to feel uncomfortable, it's like there's kind of the goal. Like, where you start to feel uncomfortable, you're going outside of your comfort zone. Where you start to feel like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this because my mind's getting in my way, there's your resistance. It's really not even a block, it's just an area of resistance that you can transcend if you actually choose to transcend it. And what is it going to take to transcend that for you in particular?
Like this topic, the freaking podcast is called Dreams to Dollars. So I can guarantee on your journey to the biggest dreams that you can fathom, this is going to come up.
Yes. It's almost guaranteed.
Just guarantee it.
Maybe it's guaranteed. But with social media, with the aspects of like getting visibility, you know, letting yourself be shown, even if you stand up in a networking group and you're like talking about yourself, that can be a visibility thing, right? It's how you're feeling seen, heard, and almost like held, right? Like the space you're holding and the space the audience is holding can make you feel sort of uncomfortable, right? And really, we only can work on ourselves and looking at ourselves in the eye and going like, wow, this is making me feel uncomfortable. How can I get through this? How can I create less resistance and almost allow the visibility to be seen, allow yourself to stand in that space in your power?
Just know you're not alone. Like you are so not alone. Again, just another, we say this quite a bit, but find the groups, find the people, find the others that are willing to stand in that light with you, to whisper in your ear that you got it. You can be that person whispering in your ear, and also find those inspirational groups of people that are like, yeah, those are my people. We will have people that no matter what, want to bring us down. And then no matter what, will always like cheer us on, and find the people that want to cheer you on. And know that you can also process any person that wants to throw judgment at you. Just let that judgment be money in your bank account and do it no matter what, right? Like, they're going to judge you if you do it. They're going to judge you if you don't. So do it anyways, right?
It's like, do it anyways. And Timothy Leary quote, right? Yeah. Like, find the others that are like you and dream like you and speak like you and have, you know, the resistance like you. We don't all have to be the same, but it's important to surround yourself with those type of people in a community so you can continue on, because there will be points where you have to burst through resistance or you just stop. And how many entrepreneurs that, what's the stats now? It's like 25% of entrepreneurs don't make it past, I think, 15 years. So find the others that do want to keep going. Find the others that are able to keep cheering you on when you feel resistance or want to give up, because the truth is you're going to hit those points.
Yeah, exactly. And some are really big ones and some are really low ones, you know? So there, we get the whole gamut when we're entrepreneurs and we're bringing our vision and our mission to the planet and we're living and dreaming bigger and bigger and bigger and actualizing that, right? So not only are we looking for dreamers, we're looking for the dreamers that are willing to do and be that, which is being asked of them and us ultimately, right? So this is something Katie and I work on all the time. We hire, you know, mentors, we hire through different groups of people with similar energy to what we want to create. So it comes and goes. Sometimes we're investing into that. And other times Katie and I do that together. You know, we have this collaboration to say, hey, I'm really moving through this. And we can lean into each other so that there can be colleagues, there can be investment into other groups. You know, there's all different kinds of ways for this. And I do like the quick fix. So EFT tapping is great and other modalities as well. Find one that works for you, right? Always ask the energy, is this going to be a contribution to me? And then just know you're never alone. So what an awesome topic. Anything else?
Yeah. I was just going to say, and if you guys are listening and have been listening, make sure you check out the show notes because we have a lot of links in there that if you want to connect with us at a deeper level too as well, be sure to check that out.
Yeah, well, you can do both of us, one of us, follow the energy there and stay tuned because we do have some awesome things coming up that we're collaborating with together. So stay tuned for that. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dreams to Dollars podcast. If you vibe with our content and want to find out how to work with us, check out our show notes for the links.